A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. This is Youth Week in the Diocese, so on the program we acknowledge some of the great work young people have been doing across the diocese. We talk to a young person about his addiction and faith journey. And Castle Gregory Secondary School is doing Thought for the Day for the coming week. So I talked to their school principal. First up, James Ballard, this is Youth Week in the Diocese of Kerry. You're a young man, very involved in your parish, in your community, your farming. You're far on Tee back in West Kerry. What do you think is important for young people in their parish and in their community today?
Good morning, Mary. Good morning to all your listeners. And to answer your question on that, I think the most important thing for the young people of my era and people younger even would be to, you know, not to be trying to be somebody else, only try and go away and be yourself and do your own thing, and not to be worried about what your neighbour is doing, and do what your best is and not what somebody else's best is, or not trying to be like somebody else, like I say.
What would you say to them about faith and religion? Would you be trying to get them all back into the church?
I suppose, look, you see, it is very difficult to put strings like that on a person, but a lot of people would see me now at my age in the church probably playing music, and there for different reasons, whether it be just for Sunday Mass or for a funeral or for a wedding or for anything. But of course I'd always be encouraging people to try and attend Mass. Are you going to Sunday Mass in the morning or whatever? And they'd say I am, or I am't, or whatever, and I'd say, you know, try and attend Mass as much as you can, and no, but it is up to them then whether they're going to or not. But you would always be trying to encourage a person to attend Mass like that, because it is part of their religion and part of what they were brought up with. But like I say, you can't push them into it either.
I get the feeling from you, James, that community is what matters.
Yeah, community, the community spirit, and involvement in the community, and like volunteering and helping out. Just the community bond is very, very important, in my opinion.
But some people, if they're at secondary school, they'll be feeling, I'm so busy, I've exams, I've work, I'm homework. When am I supposed to do anything else besides school?
Yeah. In my opinion, a lot of them mightn't be mature enough for it, you know, that they're not aware, kind of how important it is. I don't think that, you know, Mass being, what, a half an hour or 45 minutes once a week is a big deal, you know, that you couldn't go to Mass and say a few prayers or whatever, or even tune into Mass on the television, maybe, you know, or listen to different podcasts or things like that, different things, like, you know, just to make people aware of how important religion and things and Catholicism.
And when you say you think people aren't mature enough for it, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I think that when they're younger, they just, some of them, you see, like I say, they're trying to be somebody else, and there might be one person in the group that has no interest, and they're trying to be the cool dude as well, and trying to say, oh, I'm going to be like him, and I'm going to pretend that I have no interest either. But then it's, you see, that's when it is the growing up stage, you're going through school. But I think 'tis then when they maybe reach 60 or then they realise, oh, I'm out my own now. They realise now, you know, now I realise how important it was, and that it wasn't all just a joke, you know, and all this, that is, it actually is important to say a few prayers, light a few candles, go to Mass and things, you know. Like I say, maturity, the awareness is not there, because they don't see other people aware, if you get me, you know.
James, we want you to play a few tunes now for us. What are you going to play?
Out in the Ocean. Thank you.
Patricia and Kieran Murphy and their little sister are very involved with their church on a weekly basis in the parish of Ballymacallicut.
Yes.
What do you do in the church?
Yeah, we read at Mass as well as we're members of the music ministry. I sing in the choir as well as our younger sister, Leisha.
Mm-hmm. And I play the flute every Sunday at Mass.
Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Thank you.
So very much involved in the music, the two of you. Kira, you do the reading as well.
Both
you
do,
both
yeah.
do the readings as yes. well. What keeps you so interested in the church and so involved?
Well, we feel it's a pleasure to be part of it. We love what we do. Every Sunday we love singing, we love playing. Obviously, that's a massive part of the church life, mm-hmm. and we feel it greatly adds to it as well. It's very rewarding. It brings pleasure to the members of the congregation as well as our priest, Father Groat Walsh.
What year are you in now of classes in school?
I'm in second year.
And I'm in transition year.
So you're both secondary school now.
Yes, yeah.
Saoirse and Kira also won the BT Young Scientist overall group runner-up of the year. That's one of the four main prizes. So highly accomplished young women, actively involved in the parish. Wonderful family and wonderful young women. Another young person that has really impressed me that I chatted to over the last number of weeks is Josh Egan. He went to Taizé with the diocese. He went to Chile last summer on mission and is actively involved in church. Here's Josh talking about his current involvements.
I've set up my own new programs at the moment.
Where?
So Ballina, County Tipperary, and there's one in Killaloe and Clare. So with them, they're called Faith for All. And in that, it's a similar model to what I was going off in Chile. What I do with them is cool camp games, bit of self-defense, but also tying in prayer to it as well. Like, we'd set an intention at the start of the session, we'd play a game, and then we'd pray again. The reason I went to Chile was because they have a migrant crisis there at the moment, so I like to respond to what's going on around me.
So you've learned a lot from all of these involvements.
I've learned a lot now, yeah, certainly. I think when you lose yourself, you can actually find yourself, if that makes sense. I think before I left the Chile, I was kind of, not that I was narrow-minded, but I was kind of set in my ways. You're college in Tralee and you're playing sport and that's your life sort of thing. But when you go across, you don't know anyone. You know, you have to learn a new language, a new culture, a new way of living. You really just get to find yourself, like. And now I've come back and, like I say, setting up the new programs, you know, running my own classes at home. Like, I've stepped up in terms of what I wanted to achieve, and I'm really happy that, even though I earned nothing over in Chile, it was all voluntary stuff, I'm coming back and I've learned so much and I've applied it now, and it's great to see that things are blossoming for me. So,
Josh Egan, thank you very much for chatting with us and telling us about your experiences in Taizé and your experiences in Chile, and keep up the great work.
No problem, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Tomás Kenny, you're promoting the upcoming pilgrimage to Taizé. All the details are on our website. Why should somebody go?
I think it's important for young people to experience the universal church, you know, and I think that's why so many people, when they come back from Taizé, they're attracted more to their own faith, and they know there's more than just our own Irish experience. They see what's out there in the world. They come to talk with young people, people their own age. They come to understand that there's more to faith than just worship or going to Mass. There's a lot more to it. I think young people get a more enriched kind of experience of Christian faith when they go to Taizé. I do myself, and I'm an adult, you know. My batteries are very much recharged when I go and come back. You're thinking, you know, this is great. Even to bring back new music and do it with a choir or something. But young people, I know they get a very positive experience of Christian faith when they're there. And I think that's a reason on its own to go.
How many times, Tomás, have you been to Taizé yourself?
Well, I first went in 2002 when I was in my final year of college. And then with the diocese, I have been four times. This will be my fifth time with the Diocese of Kerry.
It's always different.
Oh, every year is different. I look forward to going back every year. It's not like, oh, I'm tired of it. No, you don't get tired of it, because every year is different. And we try to meet up with other Irish pilgrims. It's nice to meet up with other nationalities, but we do meet with the Diocese of Kilkenny bring a group. And there's usually a group from Killaloe Diocese, and they tend to go the last week in June or the first week in July when we're there. And it's nice to meet up with them. So there's usually good Irish representation.
Thanks, Tomás Kenny. Well worth considering, and it sounds like fun. Mercy Mount Hawk at Kalura na Nog sang The Climb.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice inside my head, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking.
Another young man that I've chatted to in detail over the last number of weeks is Sean Murphy, and this is Vocation Sunday, and Sean is fast approaching priesthood. Sean, what would you say to encourage other young men to take an interest in the priesthood and begin the route?
The phrase for this year is take the risk for Christ. I don't know, there's maybe a certain amount of risk in it, but I suppose as you're going bit by bit, remember the phrase, do not be afraid. So I think the first part is just actually talking to somebody. It's from the people of God that priest comes, you know, and it's from the community. We don't just drop from heaven or anything like that. So when you get to know a priest, any of the priests of the diocese, they're normal people. So
Some people give out, oh, we've no priest or we've lost a priest. Mm. Where are we to get the priest? They have to come from the community.
Prayer is a big part of it. You know, St. Joseph's Young Priest Society, they do so much work. Even asking that simple question, do you want to be a priest? I remember I wrote a letter to Sister Canisius as a religion project. At the end of it, she said, who knows, there could be a place for you in Rome. Now, I'm not in Rome, but Kerry Diocese is just as good for me. Would you like to be a priest? With that question and a bit of prayer, who knows?
We are really appreciative of priests and of people trying that journey, because it's a long journey.
Yeah, you're not stuck when you go in the door. If you go into Maynooth or the first year in Spain, if you leave, you leave. You know, there's no pressure like there was maybe one time. It's discernment. So you're working your way along saying, is God calling me to priesthood or is he calling me to a different vocation?
So, Sean, that's the word you'd say. You'd ask people, do you want to be a priest?
Yeah, would you think about it even?
Would you think about it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Deacon Sean Murphy. Young people, like all of us, experience different problems, different issues, different stresses. addiction can be a concern. Father Declan Lohan was in Asti recently. He supports the Chinaklo community in Knock. I asked him about addiction.
Nowadays, when they look at addiction, they say, you know, we all have slightly addictive patterns in our lives. What are your thoughts? Have you any new insights from this work and this link?
Look, at the end of the day, you're right. Yeah, we all have a little bit of addiction somewhere, and probably, you know, they say drugs are growing. We can use whatever it is, food, media, you know, whether it's harder drugs, alcohol, to numb ourselves a little bit, not to deal with things that maybe we could or should be dealing with. So there is all of that there in society today. Are we any better at dealing with things? I mean, there's a lot of work that's gone into, you know, encouraging people to talk, encouraging people to open up. There is a lot more awareness out there. But I do think, yeah, I think there's also a lot of suffering. And there's a lot of suffering and a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of mental health issues that people are just struggling with. I personally, you know, to add my bit, I would say that faith has helped me. And faith is something that could be taken seriously as regards mental health also. That faith is something that brings hope, that helps to bring meaning in really difficult circumstances, and that also helps, in some sense, can help us to persevere and endure difficult times. That, you know, there's a lot of meaning in faith and faith matters that good can be drawn out of. And I've seen that through Chinaklo in a real way. But yeah, I mean, I've just have plenty of sympathy for people who are going through difficult times.
Well, thank you very much for visiting Kerry Diocese, and bring our best regards back to Galway.
Thanks very much. It's lovely to be here.
After the break, I chat to Roman, one of the young people who came to the Asti Tea Dance organised by Mairead Hanlon to support Chinaklo in Knock.